This is Mornings
with Sarah McDonald
on ABC Radio Sydney.
They are some of our best loved wild animals in this city. The penguin colony on Sydney Harbour. Yes, we have one. However, it's shrinking and we all need to pull our weight to stop it from shrinking further and to take care of those little penguins. The Sydney Coastal Council Group, made up of nine councils from Sutherland Shire to Northern Beaches, is so alarmed it's put out its own campaign video to call on the boaties in particular to take a little bit more care. Sarah Joyce is the Executive Officer of the Sydney Coastal Council Group. Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Now, we can't pinpoint the colony's exact location, but just roughly, where are our little penguins in Sydney?
Yeah, so they're roughly, the population is identified as being around Manly Cove, so the National Park, Little Manly, Calais Point, that area in Sydney's north.
Right. And you've got some research which is pretty alarming. What's it saying?
Yeah, so the little penguin population gets monitored every year, and unfortunately the latest monitoring report has identified that we're down to 19 breeding pairs, which is the lowest it's been recorded.
Oh, my gosh, there's only 19 pairs left.
Yeah.
Oh, and are there any little ones apart from that, or they're all the pairs?
Well, there's pairs, there's a few little ones, but, just a few years ago we were at 26 breeding pairs. So we are on a steep decline, unfortunately.
And what's the problem? Why are they declining?
Look, there's a range of threats to the little penguins. Fox predation has been a significant one in the past. We had around about 26 penguins taken out in one year by a rogue fox that entered into the national park. But we do have other threats such as dogs, cats, but also activities taken by boaters speeding into rafts of penguins that can knock out several of them and cause devastating impacts upon the breeding population.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is why you're asking boaties to help you. What are you asking them to do in this new video?
Yeah, so it's a video that you put out each year during the breeding season to raise awareness of the little penguins and that they are breeding. They breed from May to February each year. And during that time, they usually are out and about foraging, filling their bellies full of fish so that they can take it back to lay eggs and hopefully feed their chicks once hatched. And so during that time, we're asking boaters to do several things. To firstly be on the lookout. Penguins coming in as an evening often congregate together, and boaters out at that time can, knock those penguins out and they can get hit by boat strike, and that can be a significant threat to the penguins. We're also asking them to slow down, particularly in Manly Cove where it is a 4-knot speed limit. But also anchoring. Anchoring can have devastating impacts upon seagrasses, and it's actually an offence to anchor within seagrasses. So you need to be aware of where seagrasses are located. And there's a great app called Decky, which has mapped all the seagrasses in Sydney, and it can geolocate you and your boat to identify where it's safe to anchor.
What's it called? Decky?
Decky, D-E-C-K-E-E.
Uh-huh. Sarah Joyce is with us, Executive Officer of the Sydney Coastal Council Group, asking you to help with the little penguins, particularly if you are a boatie. You can do a lot, not anchoring on the seagrass, watching where you are and the speeds that you're at. I know that must be a big risk if people are zooming around. People are also asking me about dogs. You mentioned the foxes. Is there fox baiting, and is there dog risks to the colonies as well?
Yeah, so the National Parks and Wildlife Service, which is part of the New South Wales Little Penguin Recovery Team, which Sydney Coastal Council's group is also part of, they do active fox management. There is also a great little group of volunteers within Manly called the Penguin Wardens, and they patrol the beaches around Manly and ensure that people don't take their dogs onto the beaches and also have them on lead in other areas that are sensitive to the penguins, because even a scent of a dog can deter penguins from coming back to that location.
Oh, so they're just scared off and then they might not go, what, back to their nest?
That's right.
Oh, that's terrible. And then the babies don't make it.
Yes, that's right.
Exactly. So don't have your dogs in that area at all.
That's right, yes. And there's lots of signs up in areas where you should be either having your dogs on the leash or where there is any beaches, you shouldn't be having your dogs. But also for the boating community to ensure that if you've got a dog on a on your boat and you want to, you know, your dog needs to be relieved of its business, don't bring it onto a beach, particularly in a national park, because dogs are prohibited from national parks.
Uh-huh. So know where those national parks are too. They're pretty obvious on a map, really, aren't they?
Yes, that's right.
Well, this is it's good that you've done the video, and I hope boaties can watch it and be responsible when they're out and about. But it's very sad you've only got 19 breeding pairs left. That's the lowest ever.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, we've all got a job to do because they're gorgeous. Are they're the little penguins, yeah?
Yes, that's right, little penguins, yeah. So it's the only population on the mainland, occurs in that little area within Manly, and it's a much loved population by the Manly residents, but also, you know, tourists and the like to know that they're there, and hopefully, you know, you can see them, particularly in the evening at sunset when they like to come onto the beaches and come back to their breeding sites.
Yeah, look from far away and, you know, report foxes if you see any in the area. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Sarah Joyce, Executive Officer of the Sydney Coastal Council Group.